jumper on the way. He hits, and it's a three. It's a franchise record, 54 for Karl Anthony Towns.
Wolvescast, audio on demand.
Gibson struggling to get it in. Finds Wiggins. Andrew around a town screen. Inside of midcourt. Launches the three. At the buzzer. Banks it in. Andrew Wiggins has won it at the buzzer. Lobs it up ahead. Tyus rises up and slams it with the right hand. Taj Gibson with a defensive play of the game. It's over. It's over. Celebrate, Wolves Nation.
Welcome into another episode of Wolvescast Audio on Demand. John Folkey alongside Cal Soderquist here on the Timberwolves Radio Network. Coming up on this episode, we'll talk T-Wolves Gaming with their new head coach and general manager, Sean Vilvins. We'll also talk life on the road as Alan Horton checks in with Tyus Jones to talk travel tips as Minnesota in the midst of a four-game, 10-day West Coast road trip, already their second of the season. And Cal, the road has not been kind to Minnesota, just 2-11 away from Target Center and 0-10 now against Western Conference opponents. And you look back at these last three games, Portland, Golden State, and Sacramento, and I think one thing that jumps out is a three-point differential. Minnesota, for much of the season, has done such a good job limiting their opponents or keeping that margin close and manageable. They were -9 from beyond the arc at Portland, -36 against Golden State, and -30 against Sacramento. And, well, the Wolves have been dominating in the paint. I mean, they scored 70 paint points on Wednesday. You've got to be able to keep that three-point line close if you want to give yourself an opportunity against these teams.
And like you mentioned, the Wolves have been much better this season because certainly it was a problem area in years past. And what Minnesota had done to try to combat that is get to the free throw line, make up some points there. But the defense, we've seen the improvement, especially over the last few weeks before this trip, I guess. But the scramble situations and staying connected and not leaving wide open shooters, that's kind of gone away a little bit. And I wonder how much of it, too, in terms of the three-point imbalance has come in transition, because I think the team has struggled there as well so far on this trip as far as defending in transition and having that communication, being on the same page.
Yeah, Sacramento, who led the league in fast break points, put up 33 against Minnesota on Wednesday. Overall, the defensive rating, Cal, during that 12-game stretch, the Minnesota went 9-3. It was at 101. It was third in the NBA. Over these last three games, it's tumbled to 119, which is 30th in the league. And obviously, there's a myriad of factors that you can point to. Golden State really starting to hit its stride. They're healthy, although you wouldn't know it against Toronto the night after they face Minnesota. Portland certainly getting going as well. And Sacramento is just a difficult team to play. I think the style that they play, fast-paced, they play with the second most possessions in the NBA. But this defense that was so good for a 12-game stretch, they've got to get back to that. And whether it's, you know, Robert Covington not being 100% healthy, offensive rebounds resulting in second-chance points, I think it's a combination of a couple of factors. But if you want to win some games, especially on the road against Western Conference opponents, and climb out of that hole and get back into the playoff picture, that defense has got to find its way here pretty darn quick.
Yeah, and I think the team knows it. I mean, it's tough to win on the road for any NBA team, and certainly the Oracle and Portland are some of the tougher places to play in this entire league, so that has to be a factor. But like you said, I don't know if Robert Covington's 100%, and I think it impacts how many different ways he's able to impact the game. We saw him do it night in and night out, and he might be battling through some of that with the knee soreness. But Derrick Rose said it Wednesday after that loss that it just comes down to communication sometimes, and whether that's in transition, like I mentioned, or even in the half court, you got to be on the same page. And he seemed to think that that was lacking a little bit, and that's concerning. Hopefully something they can shore up quick.
All right, we'll see if Minnesota, all right, can shore that up quick and salvage this road trip with a victory against the Phoenix Suns. All right, keep it right here. When we come back, we're talking T-Wolves Gaming. Sean Vilvins, the new head coach and general manager of Minnesota's esports franchise, joins us next on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
The season is here, and unforgettable experiences are just waiting for you and your group. Catch the pack in action and get in on pregame performances, player high fives, photo ops, and more. Find your experience now at Timberwolves.com/groups. Minnesota Timberwolves, all eyes north.
Wolvescast rolls on, still to come. Radio play-by-play voice Alan Horton will join the show from the road to talk travel with Tyus Jones as Minnesota in the midst of a four-game, 10-day road trip. And Cal Soderquist will rejoin to go 3 in the key, talk about that final game of the trip. And, of course, Minnesota returning for a pair of home games next week. But first, some big news this week regarding the Wolves' new esports team, T-Wolves Gaming, which will compete in the NBA's 2K League. The team unveiled their new logo and plans for a training facility here at Mayo Clinic Square. For more, I sat down with the team's coach and general manager, Sean Vilvins.
Well, Sean, let's start by being named head coach and general manager here of T-Wolves Gaming. Obviously, very exciting for you. And I think you come in with kind of a unique background, both in regular basketball on the court and kind of an esports background. Take us through kind of how those things came together and landed you here in Minnesota.
So my real basketball background, I've played my entire life. I was a veteran of the United States Navy and played while I was in the service, played in eight different countries. When I got out, I started coaching league ball, AAU ball, and then more recently started coaching as an assistant on the college level at Cincinnati Christian. So, you know, I've always been involved in basketball in the real context. I carry several licenses and certifications. And then I've always played video games as well. In the military, it's one of the things we do to vent. So I've been involved in basketball and sports gaming for since the beginning, since Atari and Nintendo. And then through the years, I've been involved with 2K for the probably the last 4 or 5 years competitively, the last three since 2K16. And then I was a participant in the Combine last year when the 2K League started their inaugural season. So I didn't make it as a player, but I was featured in an article in Forbes as one of five people in the community that would potentially make good coaches or GMs. And then from that point, interviewed with two teams last season, and it didn't come to fruition. And then was contacted by Minnesota this year leading in and came up and went through the interview process. And it was just fantastic. It really has been the entire time.
All right, earlier this week, unveiled the T-Wolves Gaming logo and the practice center renderings. How fun is it to be on, you know, the front lines of this, of being a part of the first version of this? And then that new practice center, you know, Ted Johnson called it the gold standard here of the gaming world and of this esports league. I guess how fun is it to be a part of this, and what are you looking forward to?
So it is super exciting on my end. So, you know, being passionate about basketball and being passionate about video games in general, I've been a gamer my entire life. So anytime you can combine those two passions or find a career opportunity that will allow you to do the things that you really enjoy doing, it becomes less like work. There's going to be elements that are stressful. There are going to be elements that are, you know, high pressure situations. But, you know, when you enjoy it and you're truly passionate about it and you can do that as a career, if you're not excited, you may not have a pulse. It's, you know, it's one of those things where, and it's so rare, first of all, to find something that allows me to do several things that I'm truly passionate about for a world-class organization like the NBA at a startup. So, you know, it's so rare to have that opportunity. I really couldn't be more excited. And then when you see the facility that they're building, you know, it is really, it's going to set the standard for the entire league. Having seen some of the other practice facilities, the players that are going to get to walk in the door and be part of this franchise are truly blessed. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for them.
All right, so a new league coming out, and I guess for the casual fan who's maybe not a gamer, doesn't have that in their background, we want to try to educate them on this league. I guess what would be one thing that you would want, you know, the casual fan who's just hearing about this maybe for the first time trying to understand it, that you would want them to know about the league, about this this game, the 2K game, or even just about T-Wolves Gaming itself?
So for the casual fan, if the casual fan enjoys competition, this is competition in this video game at the highest level. It is intense. It is exciting. It has the feel of, again, because they are paid players, and this is, again, on the professional level, it's a different feel than casual video gaming. It is, again, super competitive. If you watch the streams and watch the games, it's hard not to get excited because you can see the players, you know, you'll hear them yelling, and you'll hear all of the excitement surrounding them. So it's really fun to watch. My children watch video gaming, and it's one of the things that they just love seeing it because it's hard not to get excited. You see the players; it's like watching a real competition. You know, that's what it is in a very real sense.
That's Sean Vilvins, the head coach and general manager of T-Wolves Gaming. The squad already has two players on their roster. They'll carry six this season, and they will round out that roster in the 2K draft, which is coming up later this winter. Minnesota holds the 11th pick in the first round. For more information and to stay up to date, check them out on Twitter at T-Wolves Gaming. All right, coming up next, the Wolves wrapping up their second 10-day road trip of the season. Alan Horton checks in from the road with Tyus Jones next on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
Experience the pack like never before with the official mobile app of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Whether you're at home, at Target Center, or anywhere around the globe, the app is your remote control to all things Timberwolves. Head over to the App Store or Google Play to download it now.
Welcome back to Wolvescast. John Folkey with you back here in the Twin Cities at Target Center. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves in the midst of a four-game, 10-day road trip that'll finish in Phoenix. It's already the second 10-day trip of the season for Minnesota. For more about life on the road, we check in with Alan Horton, who catches up with Tyus Jones to talk travel.
Fans want to know, what will you guys go through on the road? First off, how do you prepare for a 10-day trip? You just throw most of the things you have into a bag? How do you pack?
It's a lot of packing. Yeah, a lot of clothes, and then stuff to do in the room. So I know a lot of guys bring their game systems, a lot of laptops, iPads, different things like that. Stuff to just pass the time and to entertain yourself. So some guys have books. There's a lot of music being listened to, different things like that. So there's definitely lots of things being packed, and they're always, when the big road trips are, that's for sure.
You've been around the league numerous times now to all these different stops. You got some favorite cities you like going to?
Yeah, New Orleans I really like. Food is great. Phoenix has, the weather. You know, when you're in the middle of the winter, it's nice to get to the warmer weather cities. So, yeah.
All right, have you ever woken up in the morning, it's dark still, shades are shut, and you forget what city you're in?
For sure. Yeah, it's happened to me a couple of times, especially early in my career. When you're not as used to these long road trips, you're forgetting what hotel room number you're in and what city you're in. So, yeah, it happens.
That was going to be my best question. You get on that elevator and you look at that keypad right there and you have no idea what floor you're on.
Yeah, that still happens to this day. You're lost, especially when you're getting in to cities at, 1:32 a.m. It's definitely, something that happens, I think, quite often.
It's always fun to get home to see friends and family. And how about man's best friend, your dog Duke? How excited is he when you come back?
He's extremely excited, tail wagging. We usually get back home, early in the morning, and it doesn't matter. He's, we're up. We got to play, for, half hour, 45 minutes as soon as I get home, no matter what time it is. So, but he makes it, a big joy to get back home. That's for sure.
That's radio play-by-play voice Alan Horton along with Tyus Jones. And Minnesota better keep those suitcases packed. They're back home for two games next week. Then they head back out on the road once again as they're in the midst of 10 out of 13 away from Target Center. Keep it right here. Cal Soderquist rejoins me next as we go 3 in the Key on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
The Timberwolves are back, and so is College Night, presented by U.S. Bank. For select home games, college students can get upper-level tickets for $10 by using a valid .edu email address online. Visit Timberwolves.com/college for more info. Minnesota Timberwolves, all eyes north.
Wolvescast continues. John Folkey with you, rejoined by Cal Soderquist here. Minnesota wrapping up this four-game, 10-day road trip in Phoenix, then back home for a pair of games. And Cal trying to salvage this road trip with a win against the Suns and then take advantage of being home. You've got three in the key. What do you got for us this week?
Yeah, we'll start with three key players. And like you mentioned, one final game on this road trip. And it's always the dicey game. It's always the game where everyone's looking forward. But TJ Warren is our first key player. He's one of the primary scoring options now for the Phoenix Suns with Devin Booker out, and fans will probably remember Warren was a thorn in Minnesota's side last season. In four games against the Wolves, he averaged 23 points on 50% shooting, including that 35-point explosion in a game where both he and D. Book went for 35 in a win over the Wolves. Second key player, second straight week, we've mentioned him, Nemanja Bjelica. He continues to play well against his former team, had 25 leading Sacramento in that win on Wednesday, and had 14 in the first meeting with Minnesota. So look out on Monday night at Target Center if he continues trending in that same direction.
Yeah, and he had a big three. Minnesota, remember, cut it all the way down to five. Belly hit that three that pushed it back to eight. That was essentially your dagger on Wednesday night.
Professor Big Shots. Third and final key player is Blake Griffin. Now, remember, Minnesota didn't see Blake Griffin in a Pistons uniform last year. He was acquired late January. Wolves got their two meetings out of the way with Detroit by mid-November, actually. But Detroit's dropped six straight, but they're struggling. Blake Griffin isn't struggling so much. Over his last four games, he's averaged 31 points on 51% shooting, nearly 40% from deep as well, also grabbing nine rebounds and dishing out five dimes per game. So doing a lot of different things despite the losses piling up.
Well, he certainly could have used a few more free throws as we think back to that Charlotte game. He missed two huge ones late in that contest.
So we'll see if he's better from the stripe on Wednesday. Two key stats real quick. First this, 158 total points. The Wolves and Kings combined for 158 points in that second half on Wednesday. That was the NBA's highest scoring half since Houston and Denver combined for 162 in the second half back in 1991. So if you like offensive fireworks, certainly Monday night at Target Center, you're likely to see some. That stat comes courtesy both Paul Swanson and Elias. Second key stat, the first 12 minutes, as far as the Detroit Pistons are concerned, I found this kind of interesting. Keep an eye on the score after the first quarter of play on Wednesday when the Pistons visit. When Detroit leads or is tied after one quarter this season, they're 7-1. But when they trail after the first 12 minutes, just 6-12. So if you jump out early on this team, probably a good chance to bury them and not look back. And finally, we close out with one key matchup. I'm excited for Karl Anthony Towns and Andre Drummond inside on Wednesday. Drummond, much more of a kind of traditional 7-footer in the sense, in terms of he gets most of his work done inside, whereas we know Kat's very versatile, but both guys, very, very effective.
All right, that'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, going back to that getting off to a good start in Minnesota's last three losses, they've trailed after one. They've had to dig themselves out of a hole. So hopefully get off to some good starts here over the next couple of games and get themselves back on track. Get your tickets to the two home games next week at Timberwolves.com. For Cal Soderquist, I'm John Fokey. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Timberwolves Radio Network.